New Radio Peninsula Pride Farms, another ag cast, and we are joined right now by Olson Family Farms owner Rich Olson. And Rich will actually be hosting the next Conservation Conversation next week. And Rich, what will you be showing off at that conversation?
Well, first of all, I should point out that I am co-owner with my brother Eric, because I couldn't do it without him. So I want to make that first and foremost that we are co-owners here at Olson Family Farms.
What a good brother you are. I would never give my brother that kind of credit.
So we're going to be showing two things. Once our corn was up in the field immediately north of the buildings here, we interseeded some annual ryegrass and some clover into the field in between the rows of corn, and we allowed that to grow throughout the growing season. And it grew a little bit, just enough like to sustain itself, and now that the corn has been chopped off, you can see it very plainly, and it's going to prevent erosion and put nitrogen in the soil through the clover, and just be a nice cover crop to carry us through winter.
And this is kind of one of your first years experimenting with it, or how long have you been kind of doing this with cover crops on your farm?
We planted a little bit of cover crops before. We're doing a little bit more every year. We see the value in it, and it's good for the soil health. It's good for soil erosion, and it's a practice that we are looking to continue and grow.
And what's been, you know, as you've gone through the process, slowly introducing cover crops, kind of where did you start, and what plant varieties did you plant?
So the first years we did some broadcast spreading of oats before we would apply manure to the field, and the oats would grow up and take the nutrients up of the manure, and throughout the winter then the oats would die and decompose, and then the nutrients would be saved in the plant matter, the organic matter of the oats for the next year's growing season. And after that, this year we also planted some turnips and radishes mixed with oats into our standing winter wheat stubble, and that's our first try with turnips and radishes, and you have to kind of figure out what works for you, and this was something that seems to work well for us. So we'll also have a chance. That field, one of those fields, is right across the road from the interseeded field, so we'll get a chance to go and take a look at that on Wednesday as well.
And you're a relatively new member to Peninsula Pride Farms. What's been maybe some of the big takeaways that you've taken from the organization?
Well, some of the really great things are the educational opportunities where we get to go see other farms and what they're doing and how it's working for them, and hopefully apply it to something that we're doing and make everything better for our community. It's just a great network of other farms and professionals that bring their resources to us to improve soil, water quality, and the air for our environment. So we're glad to be a part of it.
Was there ever a time where maybe you went to, you know, a conservation conversation or one of their other field days and things like that, and kind of soaked in the information, and on the drive back, even you were like, I got to implement this right away?
Yeah, every time we go to one, we think, how can we make this work for us? It's such innovative information, a lot of stuff that we've never done. And so you go, you watch, you see, you learn, and hopefully you apply something back on your own home farm.
Is that one of maybe the hardest parts sometimes, is to kind of say, okay, this is great information, but how can we get it to apply here, and can we afford to do this? Can we, you know, how easy is it for it to do? Is that kind of sometimes something that is maybe a sticking point or something that you really have to think through?
Well, always taking on something new, taking on change is challenging, and we have to be open to not everything is how it used to be, and we have to work with things that work in other places and see if we can make them work for us. So, right, we're looking to gain knowledge, and as we as we were able to bring stuff back home and put it in place in our farm, we're glad to see the progress that we can make.
Once again, Rich Olson, the co-owner, I will make sure I cover that, the co-owner of Olson Family Farm, hosting a bonus conservation conversation Wednesday, October 6th at 5 p.m. Anything that you hope farmers, if they come, or even community members come, that they will be able to take away from the experience there on October 6th?
Well, we just really look forward to being able to show others what is working for us on our farm, and maybe somebody's going to take that home back to their farm, and you know the circle is more full when we all learn, watch, and apply.
All right, very good. Well, Rich, as always, we thank you so much for your time, and thank you for welcoming the community to your farm once again Wednesday, October 6th at 5 p.m.
See you then.
For New Radio, I'm Tim Coles reporting.